Utah is working to get jail inmates who are mentally ill the treatment they need to stand trial. But because of funding, many of them have to wait. The Utah legislature is finalizing the budget this week, which includes money to expand the state hospital. But as KUBR's Whitney Evans reports, some worry it's a temporary solution.
If you commit a crime in Utah and a judge says you're too mentally ill to defend yourself in court, you might be sent here.
How's it going?
It's the forensic unit of the Utah State Hospital. There are 100 beds for court-ordered inmates deemed incompetent to proceed with their criminal case. Psychologist Dr. Paul Whitehead says the forensic unit's job is to get patients mentally ready for court.
Oftentimes we will obtain labs and maybe brain imaging to make sure there's nothing reversible medically that's causing their psychiatric issues. And then it's tailoring a treatment plan, which typically encompasses medication if it's needed, and education and individual and group therapy.
Whitehead says his patients are accused of committing a range of crimes, from shoplifting to homicide. But this is not like jail. They're not locked in cells, and they're not separated based on the seriousness of their charge.
Most people are here for homicide charges are usually very well-mannered and easily managed from a psychiatric perspective.
While they're restricted to the unit, they walk the halls and interact with one another. Don Rosenbaum, director of Forensic and Safety Services, says they play basketball, take classes, and work.
So this is staff canteen area. Since there are clients in here, we won't go into the area, but some of our patients might work here 3 or 4 hours a day.
On the other side of campus is a shuttered 24-bed forensic unit just collecting dust.
Let's see what happens.
Hospital administrators asked the state legislature for $5.3 million this year to reopen this unit. The legislature is likely giving them half of that for now, enough to open 12 beds.
So none of this is in use right now?
Correct. Nor has it been for probably 5 years or so.
Right now, the forensic unit is always full. Yet the courts continue to order an increasing number of inmates here. And many have to wait in jail until a hospital bed opens up. Some have committed suicide while they waited, adding to Utah's high rate of in-custody jail deaths. Don Rosenbaum says the state hospital freed up some forensic beds by moving some patients into the civil unit, which is usually reserved for patients who've not been accused of a crime.
There are also individuals waiting to get into those beds. So I think from a total system perspective, it is creating a little bit of a difficulty with bed space for everyone.
Karen Dolan calls that forensic creep. She runs Four Corners Community Behavioral Health in Price, Utah, which treats anyone with substance abuse and mental health issues. Some of her patients' care is state-funded. For her most serious cases, she turns to two dedicated civil beds at the state hospital, which she fears losing.
The state hospital really understands schizophrenia and bipolar disorder and these really difficult illnesses.
Dolan is worried that 12 more forensic beds won't be enough to support Utah's growing population of mentally ill criminal defendants awaiting trial. That may force Dolan to send more of her patients to expensive private hospitals. And she says it raises public safety concerns.
If the forensic population takes over the civil beds, we won't have that flexibility to place somebody into the hospital before they've committed a crime or before they harm themselves or others.
This already happened in Maryland. A judge there held state health officials in contempt of court for failing to increase the number of psychiatric hospital beds. The Disability Law Center sued Utah in 2015, and as part of a settlement agreement, Utah must immediately shrink wait times for forensic beds. The court ordered that by the end of this month, inmates will not be allowed to wait more than 60 days for treatment, and the court ruled that those wait times must get down to just 2 weeks by 2019. Some Utah inmates had been spending up to 5 months waiting in jail for treatment. Utah's made some headway, however. In 2015, the Department of Health and Human Services started sending doctors out to jails to provide treatment to some inmates on site. And last year, the state opened a 22-bed forensic unit at the Salt Lake County Jail.
This is a whole system.
Kristen Cox with the Governor's Office of Management and Budget says the state will meet the March deadline, but there's more work to do.
You can't just look at the forensic side without looking at the civil side. We started with forensic. but we'll be moving into civil and understanding the flow of patient care between those two systems to make sure that we're freeing up beds there in an appropriate manner that works for the individual and that they're not languishing where they shouldn't languish.
Dallas Earnshaw, who heads up the state hospital, says right now there are about 10 people on the wait list, but that fluctuates. He fully expects to need the other 12 beds in the empty forensic unit soon. If so, Cox says the state may provide the necessary funding this fall. Whitney Evans, KUER News.